Hey, today we have a guest joining us by phone. Sean Holloway is with us today, and Sean is a do-gooder here in the area. Sean is helping to raise some funds, raise some items, and help out folks who are going through a pretty rough time right now down in Texas with the flooding from Hurricane Harvey that's been going on. And Sean, I want to welcome you in. Thanks for joining us here today.
Thank you.
You betcha. Let's talk a little bit about what you're going to be doing is collecting some items and things for folks to be able to take out there and haul down to that area. Why did you decide to do this in the first place?
Oh, I listen to a lot of news coverage. I drive truck for a living, mow the road. I listen to Fox News a lot. A couple of things. All you hear in the country is all the bad. So I figured, let's do something good. And then I listen to all the stories that are down there, the kids and family that lost their life in the minivan, and everybody that's out of their homes, out, you know, carless, homeless, everything. They've lost it all. And I figured now's the time for Iowa to step up, take some action, and show them what we're made of.
And we've been through things like that, not necessarily that, but things like that. We've seen flooding, we've seen tornadoes, we've seen disasters here too, and we've seen other people come to our aid.
Correct.
So it's nice for us to be able to stand up and be able to do something like that. How did you determine that this was the way to go?
Well, I got, you know, I own a truck trailer. There's no better transportation for a good bulk quantity to go that way, so I figured I'd throw it on social media, see what kind of response I got. The response is overwhelming.
Are you surprised that there weren't more efforts like that here early on to help these folks?
You know, there's a lot of big companies out here. You know, they got trucks moving all over the country. Some people just can't find time. Not that they don't want to. They just ain't got no time. And I just decided, you know, time to do something good in my life.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, we appreciate you doing this. And I guess we should tell folks exactly what it is that you're doing through your company, Holloway & Sons Trucking, there in Messina. You've decided to just collect some things that people would need, right?
Exactly. I called down there and got a list of stuff, you know, the priority things. We're going to set up truck and trailer there in Atlantic at Atlantic Carrier's parking lot right behind Hy-Vee. And then I've also got some guys and gals that are generous enough to have drop sites in Corning, Iowa, Cumberland, Iowa, and Red Oak, Iowa. They're pretty much looking for, I got a list of stuff here that they sent me, work gloves, any kind of gloves, trash bags, masks, brooms, toilet paper, dog and cat supplies, boots, deodorants, shampoos, and especially for the kids, you know, they need diapers, wipes, bottles, formulas, anything to do with kids, toys, they've lost everything. So anything anybody could do is grateful.
Yeah, you know what it's like with children anyway, in the best of times, but it's awfully difficult. And, you know, for them, they feel somewhat helpless. You kind of have to keep their mind off some of what's going on around them. So anything that you can do for those types of things or just basic everyday items would be appreciated.
Yeah, I got three kids of my own, so I know I wouldn't even want them to imagine going through what those kids are going through. So just put it in the eyes, because that's what I'm doing. Anything to help.
You bet.
That's the goal.
Sean, I think most times when people think of donations like this, if it's not monetary donations, they think like food, canned and boxed items. Is that what you're doing, or is it more things for every day?
Things for every day. If, you know, perishable foods, that's a priority too. It says here, you know, cans with pull tops so people can eat. That's on the list, too. I just didn't mention that there's so many items on the list. The only thing that's not on the list is clothes. They told me they got an abundance of clothes down there already. They're just looking for everyday personal hygiene, toiletries, and, like I said, for the kids, pets.
All the stuff we take for granted.
Exactly.
Yeah. So if it's something that you use in your daily life, odds are that that's something they can use, too. Probably things like diapers and baby items, too.
Right. Diapers, formula, baby wipes. Anything. Anything's good.
You bet. Anything that helps their quality of life.
Exactly right.
Because Lord knows it's not real terrific right now. Sean, are you working with some other agencies then in doing this?
No, I'm doing it on my own. I'm relying on the community. We live in a good community right where we're at. Got good people. And they're the ones that's doing this. It's not just me, it's the whole community.
You bet.
And now, I've had a lot of response, so.
Good. Well, you said you're going to do this on September 7th is when that'll start here in Atlantic at the Atlantic Carriers location. That's just to the north of Hy-Vee here just on the east side of Atlantic. What will folks find when they stop on out?
Friendly faces and helping hands. We'll be there about 2 o'clock in the afternoon, give or take, you know, half hour. I still drive truck over the road, so I'm coming off the road. So it could be 2:30, it could be 1:30. But I'm just guessing 2 o'clock, and then let's get the trailer loaded. And any helping hands I can get, you know, to help load too, that'd be great.
So looking for volunteers too.
Yeah, if you can't donate, which I know there's a ton of people out here that can't afford to donate a whole lot, but time's free, you're more than welcome to come down and help load the trailer. You know, that's just as appreciated as going and buying items, so.
Okay. Starting on September 7th, how long will the trailer be there?
It will be there till it's loaded or Saturday afternoon. I want to roll out, be sitting in Houston Monday morning on the 11th.
So now this, you're off the road, so you're not making money when you're not driving.
Correct.
And then you're going to be driving again, but you're going to Houston to do this, so you're not making money then either. So this is quite a donation you're making.
Correct.
Well, good for you. Now, some of these other drop-off locations, you mentioned Corning and Cumberland, Red Oak. I don't know if you mentioned any others. Do you know where those locations will be right now?
The location in Red Oak is going to be at Mark Cranny. He is up there, Atlantic Carriers. But he's got a shop in Red Oak. It's across the street from McDonald's. He's going to set up a donation spot there. The donation spot in Cumberland is at 207 Jackson Street. It's going to be Darren Hardesty's shop. You're more than welcome to drop things off there. And then the drop-off in Corning, it's at the church in Corning up on Quincy Road. I can't remember the name of the church.
Is that the Grace Baptist Church?
The Baptist Church, that's it.
Okay.
That's going to be a drop-off spot there.
Very good. And so you'll be loading up here, and then will you be going to those locations to load up again and head out?
I will, not the Red Oak location. The Red Oak location, he's going to bring it to Atlantic for me.
Oh, okay.
But the other two locations, yes, I will leave Atlantic and pick up on my way south.
Sean, what if you come up with way more than you can handle?
I've thought about that because the response I'm getting is extravagant. I'm very impressed. If we do run out of room, then I've possibly got a backup truck and trailer on standby.
Excellent. So you've thought of everything.
Yes,
very
sir.
Good. Very good. Well, we appreciate you doing this. And again, September 7th. Are you getting any other assistance? I know Atlantic Carriers are kind enough to help you do this. Are you getting any other assistance locally?
The local townspeople, like I said, the only thing I've ever advertised on was social media. And I'm getting responses from individuals from Atlantic, Elkhorn, all the surrounding communities, Griswold, Red Oak. You name it, I'm getting it. As for major businesses, not yet. I haven't gotten that far, but I'm pretty sure I will.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure other folks will be stepping up. So very good. Again, Corning at the Baptist Church, down at Cumberland at Hardesty's shop there on Jackson Street. Also down there across from McDonald's at Red Oak at the shop there. They can make donations. And, of course, here in Atlantic at the Atlantic Carriers parking lot. That's just north of Hy-Vee here on the east side of town. And, again, that starts on the afternoon of September 7th. Folks can come around anytime after that up until the trailer's full or until sometime Saturday afternoon, September 9th, correct?
That is correct.
All right. Well, Sean, thank you so much for what you're doing. God bless you for helping out these folks who certainly need the assistance. We would love to know that other people will be there for us when we need it, so it's good for us to be able to step up and help out these folks in a time of need. Good luck to you.
That's right. Thank you.